As each day passes, filled with new deaths and infections, but without the vaccinations needed to end the pandemic, skepticism about South Africa's plan intensifies. The unease is justified. Jabbing 40 million people in the next 11 months would mean a shot in the arm for almost every adult in the country.
It would be very unrealistic, given that we don't have any commitments to doses at this stage.
Wits University health systems expert Alex van den Heuver says a good vaccination program needs three elements: access to vaccines, a proper rollout strategy, and the convincing of people who are hesitant to get the jab to indeed take it.
Of those three elements, we're still stuck at the first level. We don't have commitment beyond 1.5 million doses, and we don't really know when they will arrive and how they will be distributed. Government has been caught napping. They haven't really done their job during 2020. And this has really put South Africa in a very difficult position.
The state has released a rollout plan which, on paper, looks impressive. However, critics point out that the government is notorious for putting out plans that look good, but that are ultimately destroyed by mismanagement or corruption, and sometimes both. Infectious diseases specialist Professor Shabir Madi says given that South Africa is still struggling to procure vaccines, the health department's promise to inoculate so many so quickly astounds him.
I think our focus really for the rest of 2021 needs to be centered around the immunization of healthcare workers and people at high risk of developing severe disease and dying of COVID-19, rather than being too ambitious and failing on multiple fronts.
Mardi says government planning for the vaccine rollout has been inadequate.
To deploy a vaccine at scale, even to reach 15 million people, takes months of planning and not weeks of planning.
The health department denies it only recently began planning for the rollout and insists that the only factor preventing it from starting vaccinations is a lack of vaccine due to worldwide shortages. It says its plan isn't proceeding well because the World Health Organization's COVAX facility says it's only able to give South Africa 6 million vaccines this year, and only in April. A representative of the Opposition Democratic Alliance, or DA party, Jordan Hill Lewis, calls it a lame excuse.
It was absolutely clear from the very beginning that COVAX would only provide for 10%. So it's incredible, unbelievable actually, that the government put all its eggs into the COVAX basket and did nothing to plan for the other 90% of the country. We see other countries rolling out vaccines by the million, and here we sit with not a single dose in country.
There are also doubts about the state's budget of 20 billion rands for vaccines. Van den Heuver, who's also a health economist, believes it to be way over the top.
We could probably expect to pay about 10 billion rand in total. That leaves a sort of a big question mark over what they intend to spend the additional 10 billion rand on. It really worries me because there is immense scope within the vaccine strategy to direct funds for improper purposes.
The DA has filed a court case in an attempt to force the government to reveal a step-by-step breakdown of costs for its vaccine rollout plan. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.